This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Balananda Sharma in Bangladesh as former Prime Minister Khalida Zia's funeral being held this afternoon. Daily life in Western Tarai districts severely affected due to extreme cold caused by dense fog, mist and cold wave. And Russia, the US and Ukraine agree that a deal on ending almost 4 years of full-scale war is easing closer. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Balananda Sharma is in Dhaka, Bangladesh to attend the state funeral of former Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia. Minister Sharma is representing the government and people of Nepal to pay final respects to the late leader. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the visit underscores Nepal's recognition of Khalida Zia's contribution in strengthening bilateral ties between Nepal and Bangladesh during her 3 terms as Prime Minister. The funeral will be held in Dhaka at 2 p.m. That is, it is about to start today afternoon. Sharma is accompanied by senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and is scheduled to return tomorrow. Consul General of Nepal in Lhasa, Lakshmi Prasad Nirola, and Director General of the Immigration Department of the Xinjiang Autonomous Region, Wang Xihong, held a meeting recently. During the meeting held at the Consulate General, the two expressed happiness over the restoration of the Miteri Bridge along the Nepal-China border in Raswa district. The structure had been damaged by flooding in the Lende River last July, and the preparations for the resumption of the transit point are on to start for the general public from tomorrow. The Consulate General shared about this meeting in a press statement today. They further expressed their hope that this development would help further strengthen Nepal-China relations. The meeting also focused on further systematizing border points between the two countries, facilitating trans-border imports, exports and movement of people, and strengthening border security arrangements. National Reconciliation Day is being observed today to commemorate the return of first elected Prime Minister of Nepal, B.P. Koirala, to the country with the policy of national unity and reconciliation. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress leader Shekhar Koirala has said national unity and reconciliation are imperative to tackle new challenges facing national politics at present. Issuing a press statement on the occasion of National Reconciliation Day today, leader Koirala viewed not only a political party but also the entire nation require adopting unity and reconciliation. According to him, adherence to B.P. Koirala's principle of national reconciliation would help navigate today's difficult time. Daily life in Bangke, among other Western Tarai districts, has been affected due to extreme cold caused by dense fog mist and a cold wave. All 8 local governments in Bangke district have started distributing firewood and blankets to protect people from the cold. According to Rupan Gyamali, who is the focal person at the District Emergency Operations Center, a total of 1,080 blankets have been distributed so far. Janaki Rural Municipality in Bangke distributed 800 blankets, Rapti Sonari 180 blankets, Kohalpur and Khajura 50 blankets each. Baisnath has also begun distribution, while 1,780 blankets remain in stock. Firewood is also being distributed at public places in districts of Western Tarai to allow people to warm themselves. In Bangke's Nainapur distributed 10 bundles of firewood, while Baisnath and Rapti Sonari have also distributed 2 bundles each. Nepalgunj Submetropolitan City has also started providing firewood at busy public areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international update. Russia, the U.S. and Ukraine agree that a deal on ending almost 4 years of full-scale war is edging closer. But in the words of U.S. President Donald Trump, one or two very phony very tough issues remain. Two of the trickiest issues in Washington's 20-point plan involve territory and the fate of Europe's biggest nuclear plant, which is currently occupied by Russia. The Kremlin agrees with Trump that negotiations are at a final stage, and Zelensky's next step is to meet European leaders in France on 6th of January, but any one of the sticking points could jeopardize the deal. Thailand has released 18 Cambodian soldiers that were captured in July during deadly border clashes as part of a ceasefire the two countries agreed on Saturday. The handover was delayed by a day over Thai concerns over alleged violations of the ceasefire, but took place after sustained Chinese diplomatic pressure to ensure the deal holds. Shimmering tensions along Thailand-Cambodia border exploded early this month and went on for weeks, forcing nearly 1 million people from their homes. Saturday's deal had been seen by both sides to agree to freeze the front lines where they are now, ban reinforcements, and allow civilians living in the border areas to return as soon as possible. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has rejected allegations linking it to the recent military tensions in Yemen, describing claims made in a statement issued by Saudi Arabia as containing fundamental inaccuracies regarding UAE's role in the country. In a statement released by its foreign ministry, the UAE said it categorically denies exerting pressure on or issuing directives to any Yemeni party to carry out military operations that could undermine Saudi Arabia's security or target its borders. The UAE reaffirmed its commitment to Saudi Arabia's security and sovereignty, describing bilateral relations as a cornerstone of regional stability. The statement comes amid heightened sensitivities following developments in Yemen's Hadramaut and Al-Mahra governorates and reports related to a military operation in the port of Mukalla. Addressing these reports, the UAE said a shipment unloaded at the port did not include weapons and was intended solely for use by UAE forces operating in Yemen. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy across the country. The Tarai Mades Belt has been seeing mist, fog and cold wave. Hence, the people have been asked to maintain caution. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma in Bangladesh as former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Khalida Zia's funeral being held this afternoon. Daily life in Western Tarai districts severely affected due to extreme cold caused by dense fog, mist and cold wave. And Russia, the US and Ukraine agree that a deal on ending almost 4 years of full-scale war is edging closer. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.